don't know. Now you do know Guns, the Gun Show, live from Massive Square Garden. I'd like to say this is live, but it's not actually live because, well, this guy's schedule is a little bit crazy. His name is The Ready Set. His name is Jordan. Twitter.com/TheReadySet. This is actually earlier right now, and I just woke up. You kind of just woke up.
I did.
And all we can blame is Charlie Fox for choosing an 11 a.m. wake-up call for both of us. I had to come into the city from my home just to tape you, and I don't appreciate it.
I'm full of guilt right now. I apologize greatly.
Yo, last night you were in Allentown. How'd that go?
Yeah, it was really good. I think it was the first time we've actually gotten to play there. It was like, we've had to cancel the show at that venue like 4 times before because there's always like a blizzard or something. So it was nice actually getting to finally do it. It was great.
You're on the Blackout Tour, which rumor has it was named after me. So thanks for that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't doubt that it was named after you.
You're on with Breathe Carolina. How's everything going, man? How's that tour going?
It's been great. It's probably one of my favorite ones we've done in a really long time. It's just super, super, like, chill every day. Like, the shows are great, and everybody on the tour is awesome. It's a party every night. I love it.
The Breathe Carolina dudes are definitely awesome. Is it selling? People showing up? Kids knowing the lyrics and everything?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome in every way. It's just an all-around, like, fun tour.
Sick, dude. Now, listen, you've, first of all, welcome back to America, dude, because you had me very worried. I was sending out SOS messages to you to try and find where you were. You were, I'm surprised you still have a home that you didn't. you weren't able to keep up with your monthly rent payments because you were out of the country for so many months.
Dude, I know. We had, it was like, we did like a week or something in Southeast Asia, and then we did a couple weeks in Australia, and then another week in like South America, and then straight from that right into the tour. So the beginning of the year is pretty hectic.
Clearly. And what was your favorite one over there? Did anything crazy happen overseas in like Australia or any of that stuff, man?
I don't know. I think my favorite place that we played was probably in Manila in the Philippines, just because everything's so like it's just so incredibly different over there. It's like the craziest culture shock ever. It was amazing. Like people. Like, kids just, like, wait outside and inside the hotel, like, all day and all night just to see, like, whoever, like, from one of the bands and stuff. It's amazing.
Did you have people at the airplane or airport or anything when you got off?
Yeah, that's the other thing.
How does that happen? I want to know how all these kids know like, what's going on?
I don't know. I feel like somebody's given that info. I don't know who it is, but it's awesome. It's, like, the coolest thing in the world. I was wondering the same thing. Like, how do you possibly know what flight we're on?
Right, yeah. And it's not like they're just waiting for anybody. Like, they specifically know, like okay, All Time Low's on this flight, so we'll have, like, All Time Low posters for them. Or, like, you know, yeah. Ready Set. Like, what the fuck?
Crazy. But it's, like, it's awesome, though. It's, like, one of the most flattering things of all time.
We're speaking with Jordan from The Ready Set, who just woke up because, well, that's what happens. Now, you guys are not playing New York. Really, right? You're not playing the city on this tour. Why is that? Just because of the touring, not allowed to play the same venue more than once or whatever?
Yeah, I think it's because some of the bands on the tour are doing a Warped Tour this year, so they can't go close to a lot of different areas because that's coming up really soon. So mm-hmm. they only let the shows get booked around like some B markets and stuff like farther away from those. So
right. Well,
we're floating around outside, but I wish we could. That's like my favorite place to play.
Because I live here.
Exactly.
And but also,
that's the only reason.
Remember the first time you ever met me? It was here, obviously. Thus, yeah. Because I live here. And that was before like you had Stays for the Same was even an EP. Yeah, I think we...
Yeah, before that, I think.
Yeah, it was like one of your first things that you had done. That was like the Ready Set, pretty much.
I think that was the only time I ever... like. That was the only time I ever came into the station, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. Although you could have easily come in today, and we could have just done this in person, which would have made much more sense than waking up.
Yeah, I'm coming to that realization now. Slowly.
It's like, why did we both? I would have bought you lunch and everything. I would have even got Charlie whatever he wanted. So
yeah, we should have done that.
Yeah, well,
someone that way better.
I'm firing somebody on my staff, even though it's just
okay.
Me.
It's him.
listen, you got a lot of stuff going on. You won't be doing Warped Tour, but what will you be doing this summer? More writing? Or we're allowed to talk about a new song, but we're not allowed to give out any specific date. So why don't you tease us with that?
I don't really know why. I don't really know why I have to tease you with that. It's just, It's just that I don't really know when it's going to come out, but it is done. The new song is finished. It's all pretty much ready, so that'll be out really soon. And then in the summer, I'm just going to be finishing the album and recording, probably writing a lot more, and just finishing all that up pretty much. And then I'll have probably a tour at the end of the summer, probably like August or something.
Now, will you be doing a full-length EP? What? Because you did,
yes,
you held us over with an EP. Are you going to be doing another EP or what?
No, it'll be a full-length.
Is it going to sound like I'm No Good For You?
Yes, only it's just going to sound exactly like that song over and over.
So okay.
Maybe like 12 of that song.
Okay, cool. I mean, there's going
to be...
There's going to be a song like that. I mean, if there's going to be one song that you had to do over and over, it might as well be that one, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to find one song that I like and one song that I feel like other people will like, and then I'm just going to do it 12 times.
Can I get a thank you in this album? Is that too vain to ask?
Were you not? Did I not put you in the last one?
Nope, you didn't. Not even the EP.
I'm the worst person on earth.
I'm going to... listen, I'm stoked for all this going on. No, but for real, so you have like one completed song right now, or is this just like one song that you guys are able to push?
It's a single, so that's the only one that we have like 100% done, but I've got like 25, I think, done right now, and I'm going to try to get another maybe 25 when I go back to LA after this tour, so we'll have a ton of stuff, but picking the right songs pretty much.
Cool, man. And you know, just well-deserved time off the summer will bring you. Will you be living in LA then? Is that where you're recording?
Yeah, I'll be out there for about a month, and then probably I'll probably actually get to go back to Indiana for a little bit too.
That'd be cool. See the parents?
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Home,
exactly.
Some home-cooked meals, never sucks. So.
Yeah, I can't be mad about that.
Yeah. What'd you do for Valentine's Day? Does it matter? Nope.
Let me think. For Valentine's Day, we were on a flight to the Philippines, so I think we were, like, in China, and we had, like, a layover or something.
What? Son, do they even celebrate Valentine's Day in China?
I don't really know.
There's a lot. There's a lot of people over there, so that's a lot of love.
Yeah, exactly. I don't really celebrate Valentine's Day too much either, so it's kind of good. It kind of just, kind of gave me the ability to just kind of skip the whole thing and just spend it on an airplane.
What's one of the good, because you were on a flight so much, you see any good in-flight movies lately?
In-flight movies, well, I don't know. I usually, like, some of the planes we took had the really, really awesome, like, entertainment council thing in them. So there's, like, just whole seasons of, like, TV shows.
Oh,
like,
wow.
25 movies and just, like, crazy stuff. So I just, if we had, like we would have, like, we flew from the Philippines to Australia, and it was like Australia to South America, and it was like a 15-hour flight and an 11-hour flight. So I just went through the line, just watched everything.
Right. Yeah, it happens. We're speaking with Jordan from The Ready Set, one of the hardest working kids out there, and one of also very loyal, devoted fans. I feel like almost every single country is like TRS something on Twitter.
Yeah.
So I think
it's awesome.
I think we're going through them one by one. We should start an alphabetical list of how many countries have you as a street team.
I know. That's pretty much what it is. I feel like they're the ones to thank for anybody showing up at those shows too. Like they're crazy about like promoting the Ready Set over there.
Hell yeah, dude. Listen, you're playing Raleigh-palooza. I also will be Raleigh-palooza. It's like this insane festival that's gonna be going on like the early November, and like for the sickest kids, we are the in crowd every avenue, young statues as cities burn, just a lot of people will be down there. I'm giving away a pair of tickets. You got a question that I should ask them for? Putting you on the spot.
Let's see. Is it like a question to like decide who gets them?
Yeah.
Who was 14th president of the United States?
All right. Who is the 14th president of the United States? Email me guns@adobe.com. First person that gets it that can go to Raleigh-palooza in May 5th. You win. Do you know the answer to yourself or no?
I have no idea, but I just realized I picked a question that's like the easiest thing in the world to Google. So it's basically a matter of who's the fastest at Googling and who has the quickest internet connection.
Right, there you go. And plus, who's on more of a delay than somebody else that's listening? Awesome, man. Listen, I'm stoked. Always good to see you. The Blackout Tour just started, but it's going pretty much all over. It'd be cool because you'll be able to hit up some markets you might not have been able to hit in the past.
Yes, exactly.
That was the goal behind it. New album sometime, hopefully 2012, we can say?
Yeah, I'd say probably like end of the summer. Playing right now.
All right, cool, man. And keep on keeping on. Maybe I'll see you in a little bit here in the city.
Yes, definitely. We'll be around. Hit me up.
All right, send me a text. I'll talk to you, man.
All